Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On today's program, oh my goodness, look who is here. Kathy Pace from A Legacy Federal Credit Union in the fine state of North Carolina. Kathy, how are you?
I could not be better today. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great and better now that you're here because you guys are partnering up with the fine scholastic organization called Wake Forest University and doing some really cool stuff with them in a unique partnership. So can you give us a quick overview on how you guys are partnering with Wake Forest University? What's going on there?
Absolutely. So a little bit of history.
Sure.
We've actually had a partnership with Wake Forest University for 20 plus years.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Starting back in 2003.
Okay.
We just kind of, you know, dipping our toe into some sports marketing.
Sure.
And, you know, we're only like 5 miles apart from each other from the university and our headquarters here.
Yeah.
In addition to it being such a historic opportunity for us with that relationship, an interesting fact is that Wake Forest University, the Rinalda campus, actually sits on land that was the estate of R.J. Reynolds.
What?
And in 1967, R.J. Reynolds also established Reynolds Carolina Credit Union, hence today, A Legacy Federal Credit Union.
Wow, what a full circle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, now that is history.
Very much so.
Wow, that's so cool. So, because my next question is like, okay, so why is this partnership? What does it entail? And or I guess the extension of this partnership, if you will, what does it entail? And then why is it so historical and innovative? I think you've given me the historical part of it. So share with me the innovative part of it.
Well, first of all, we were absolutely thrilled when we were approached. When we were approached by Wake
Forest.
Oh, you
guys were approached. Wow.
We were approached. And like who would not be more excited about, we see this as a gift. And so I really believe that from our reputation and from the relationship that we built over the past 20 years and the ability to know that we align so closely on values, ideals, and on our overall principles, this was an opportunity. It's a marketer's dream to have this opportunity right in your backyard.
Yeah.
To be able to expand on the A Legacy brand, to increase our membership, mm-hmm. to increase our accounts, our members and our potential members, and to truly build a future together within our community, even stronger than it is today.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully that answers part of that question, but
yes, it does.
On the innovative part of it,
yeah.
Things that I think made this really important to us was becoming the exclusive credit union partner and the exclusive banking partner for Wake Forest football and the exclusive credit union management services advisors, which is one of our very unique services that we provide here at A Legacy.
Yeah.
Mike, I think you know about our wealth management program.
Oh, yeah.
And when we were approached and we thought about this from what opportunities does this actually bring back to our members? What's the member value in this?
Yeah.
And how do we execute on this partnership we've had and advance forward in building on something that's unique to A Legacy?
Does this also, because I'm thinking about, as we all know, the credit union membership as a whole needs to get younger. I call it kind of a member succession plan. So does this kind of play into that as well and attracting those college students, if you will?
Absolutely. For the past 4 years, we have been the naming partner for Legacy Center for Leadership and Character at the university,
wow.
which is a curriculum for all student athletes. It's required to go through the leadership and character curriculum.
Wow.
Because just think about that, Mike. You know, undergrad or grad student, you leave there, you don't make it to the pros. How are you going to sell yourself when you're in front of that employer? And if you've had this opportunity through your university, like Wake Forest, to learn about how to communicate, how to present yourself, how to be relevant, to show signs of leadership that mm-hmm. you've learned through a team sport,
mm-hmm.
probably have an edge on some of the other candidates who have not had that wonderful benefit and opportunity.
Yeah.
So with that particular partnership, once a quarter, we actually, our staff, myself included, we actually talk about the real live experience of leadership, and we actually present to the student athletes during this class.
Wow. Okay. Now talk about a gift. Now you're giving back. So, oh my gosh. That's very cool. And the other thing about this partnership, kind of the icing on the cake, if you will, does it include football stadium naming rights as well? So a legacy will be at on the college football stadium there? Or?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I love this. I'm so excited. I'm about to jump out of my chair. our name within the stadium and outside the stadium and on the driving signs on interstates and et cetera, it will guide you to the Legacy Stadium. So our name will be out there within the stadium 177 times.
Is that all? Oh my gosh, Kathy. Well, and the name Legacy Stadium, wow, that rolls off the tongue quite nicely. Well
it
done.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know, Legacy is a made up name. Back in 2001, when we changed our name from Reynolds Carolina Federal to Legacy. It's made up of two words, allegiance and legacy. So we believe in that. It's something we're very proud of. Yep. And we stand behind that here in our community. It's important to be committed to this community, which is another thing that actually brought us together with Forest. It's our commitment to the community. And how do we both stand out? How do we make our community stronger together?
Yeah.
And I know we're all trying to do that.
Completely. And how do you see this? I mean, you've already alluded to it in a few of your responses, but how do you see this partnership and the naming rights? How do you see all that benefiting a Legacy Credit Union? Obviously, the exposure is tremendous. And also, how does it trickle down to the membership as well? How do they, what are the benefits there besides, oh my gosh, that's my credit union on top of that football stadium. So,
right. It's more than putting your name on a sign.
Right.
It's our job to make sure that we are involved and that we're actually creating plans with the many assets that we now have the rights to execute on that, to get our financial advisors out there holding sessions. I mean, just think about this, holding a session with a group of students on the NIL opportunities.
Oh my gosh, you're right, Kathy.
How are you going to manage that money?
Yeah.
So, you know, our wealth management's not just about a transactional dollar to try to help you invest. It's about helping you plan. And our students, faculties, everybody needs to understand financial planning is where you start. And then we help you and guide you in protecting and growing your assets. So that's just one of the many ways it's going to help our members. Yeah. As you know, with any credit union, our goal is to create a greater economies of scale. We do that by additional membership. The membership's not just about having that $5 or $25 account. It's about expanding that membership with accounts. What are the needs of that member?
Yeah.
This is going to give us more of an opportunity to create that awareness with all these fans and all of the students at Wake Forest, and to share more about what the products and services are that they may not even be aware of.
Exactly.
And awareness is key.
Yeah.
We have to keep telling the story over and over and over. And I also want to tell the story even louder than ever about the credit union difference, what it means to be a credit union member, that we're member driven, and we give back our profits to our members in order to continue to enhance the products and services that they have today and to invest in ongoing technology, which is something each and every one of us face.
Yeah. Good points all the way around. And the other thing I was thinking about, Kathy, is that a lot of students that go to Wake Forest obviously come from different parts of the country. And so when they see what you guys are providing on campus there, all the give backs, if you will, all the education and stuff, they're going to go back to their hometown, wherever that may be, and go and see the power of the credit union and go look up something in their neck of the woods as well. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of upside here, obviously. So, and you guys are right on top of it as always. So good stuff. And before I let you go, Kathy, I mean, do you have any advice for other credit unions who maybe other college campuses or other gifts will be given to a credit union like Wake Forest did to you? So what advice would you share with other credit unions like, hey, you know what? We have this opportunity. Now what do we do with it? So what advice would you have for a credit union who might be in the same situation down the line?
Advice is you got to look within. We all know what our distinct uniqueness is. And that's something we talk about together, you know, when we're together with other credit unions, we're all talking about, we got to do something different. We got to change the way we've done things. Yes. Our products and services are pretty much commodities. What is it unique about my credit union we can expand on that is totally different than any other financial institution in our market? And so those were some of the things that were real important for us to dive down into when mm-hmm. we were working through this agreement. Wealth management was one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, the tendency, Mike, is that if we're really good at something we're doing internally, we kind of forget about it because it's working so well.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to add on all these other new shiny products or services. And that's not what we're really good at.
Yeah.
I would just say, stay focused, take a deep dive into your own organization, because every credit union out there has got something really unique, and take advantage of it.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. All right, Kathy, I know you have a busy schedule, but thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today and your insights, and congrats on the kind of the exclusivity and the extension of this partnership with Wake Forest University. This is really, really cool stuff, not only for your credit union, but for the students at Wake Forest as well. So really excited for you guys. Well done.
I have one other comment.
Please do.
Deeks are in the College World Series right now.
That's right.
Go Deeks, and let's look for that championship and bring it home.
That's right. We're going to tune into ESPN right after this interview and see how they're doing.
So. All right. Thank you, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.